Brothers requested to participate in the lesson of hadith, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب الجمع بين الخوف والرجاء. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq and the ability to sit in yet another gathering of hadith in which we listen to the blessed words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we take lessons from them. So this next chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought his chapter number 53 of Riyadu Salihin, and is titled Babul Jam'i Bain Al Khawfi Wal Raja, the chapter regarding combining between hope, between fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, combining between them. And then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, I'alam anna al mukhtara lil abdi fi hali sihhatihi an yakuna khaifan rajiyan وَيَكُونَ خَوْفُهُ وَرَجَاؤُهُ سَوَاءً. He says that know that it is preferable for the servant, meaning it is the best state of the servant of Allah, that when he is healthy and well, that he is both fearful of Allah and he is hopeful in Allah's mercy. You have to have both. However, وَيَكُونُ خَوْفُهُ وَرَجَاؤُهُ سَوَاءً. And his hope and his fear are both the same. They're both the same. However, وَفِي حَالِ الْمَرَضِ يُمَحِّضُ الرَّجَاءَ. In the state of illness, when he's in a state of illness, then he should hold on to hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because any illness could be our last. Meaning when a person feels that maybe I will die, maybe I will die soon. Every single day, every Muslim, we have no guarantee that are we going to wake up in the morning. We don't have that guarantee. So in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abiru sabilin. Live in the world like you are a stranger or a traveler. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, when he used to explain this hadith, he would say that idha amsayta fala tantaziri sabah. When it is night time, don't wait for morning. Don't think tomorrow I'm going to have another day. And wa idha asbahta fala tantaziri almasa. When it's morning time, don't wait for nightfall. Don't think to yourself, okay, at night time I'm definitely going to do this. As a Muslim, always feel that this day, this moment could be my last. I say that, mashallah, in Ramadan, we had a Taraweeh, and I was listening to the Taraweeh of this great scholar, Sheikh Muhammad Dadu, rahmatullah, hafizahullah. And in the start of the Taraweeh Salah, it's a beautiful thing he would say. He would say it for every Salah, but I would just listen in on his Taraweeh and his Isha. He would say, Salli Salata Muwaddi'in. You know, when we tell people, straighten the row, safed rus karlo, mobile phone band karlo, mil mil ke karahoj, you know, karehoja, all of this stuff we say, everybody stand together, switch off your mobile phones. He would say, salli salata muwaddi'in. Read the namaz of someone who is leaving the dunya. Meaning, read this salah like it could be your last salah. This is the way he would address the majma, his gathering, the musallis behind him. Salli salata muwaddi'in, salli salata muwaddi'in. Everybody focus. Maybe this could be your last salah. Imagine Allah Ta'ala said, after this salah, I'm taking your soul. How would you perform this salah? It'd be the best salah of your life. That's how we should perform every single salah. So whenever a believer becomes ill, we should feel that this illness may be my last. Anytime we have a scare, you know, sometimes people have scare of cancer, they have scare of illnesses. You know, we should feel that this is it. This could be my last, you know, moments upon the dunya. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they migrated to Medina Munawwara, they fell so ill in Medina Munawwara that, you know, they were hit by the fever, because the environment of Medina Munawwara was initially not very conducive to them. So they became very, very ill, many of them. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was very ill. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, they couldn't get out of bed. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was extremely ill. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, he would mention the poetry, كُلٌ مُصَبِّحٌ بِأَهْلِهِ وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكٍ عَلِهِ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ مُصَبِّحٌ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكٍ عَلِهِ. He would say, everybody wakes up in the morning amongst his family members, but his death is closer to him than the laces of his shoe. That's how close a person's death is. Because they would feel that, this is it, I'm ill, I can't even get out of bed, I'm that weak, how much, you know, what's the difference between my state now and my soul just going? It's so easy for Allah in this state to take my soul. I can't even get out of bed, I'm helpless, I'm useless. If my soul goes, that's it, I'm just on the border of death, I can just go. So this is how the Sahaba would feel, especially in the early days. Nowadays, mashallah, all the medical advances. So no matter how ill you are, you go into the hospital thinking, these doctors, they have a chance of saving me. In the early days, any illness, a woman was pregnant, expecting, she would feel that, you know what, I might not recover from my labor. And so many ladies would pass away during a childbirth. So many great scholars we hear of their wives, Shaykh al-Hadith Mu'ana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, many of the great scholars, that they would have a child, but with the child they would lose their wife. So many examples like this. Right? So whenever a person is hit by illness, or a person is in old age, then we should have hope in Allah's mercy. If I die today, Ya Allah, you are Ghafoor, you are Rahim, you are Rahman. This hope in Allah should be dominant. Because if the fear of Allah is dominant at this time, it's possible that I could leave the dunya feeling that my Allah will not forgive me. Taking this quality of mercy and rahmah away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very dangerous. And then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَقَوَاعِدُ الشَّرْعِ مِنْ نُسُوسِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مُتَظَاهِرًا. There are many evidences for this which are found in the Quran and Sunnah, that we need to have both hope and we need to have fear, umid or khawf, khawf and raja. قال الله تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى states, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون وقال تعالى إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون وقال تعالى يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه وقال تعالى إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم وقال تعالى إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم وقال تعالى فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية والآيات في هذا المعنى كثيرة فيجتمع الخوف والرجاء في آيتين مقترنتين أو آيات أو آية. So he mentions a few آيات. Allah Ta'ala says فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. Nobody should be free or fearless of the grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for the wrongdoing people, the people who are at loss. Meaning every person should feel that anytime I'm in a state of good state now, anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test can come, anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change my halat. Alhamdulillah, everything is very good now, very nice. Financially, I'm well off. Family-wise, me and my wife, we get on very well. The relationship between my children is very good. Everything is ideal. But at any second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change everything. Allah ta'ala is muqallib al-qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to change everything. So nobody should ever be safe from the, or feel themselves to be safe from the grip of Allah, from the punishment of Allah. So we shouldn't be in delusion. Everything is fine. My iman is fine, everything is fine. Rather, a person should always be fearful that Allah Ta'ala has given me so many blessings, it is very easy for Allah to also take them away. So I should constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect me from any calamity, from any difficulty, and to give me istiqama, steadfastness, and the ability to carry on. Today is a good day, I don't know if tomorrow is going to be a good day. I don't know next year, the year after that, what's going to happen. Any calamity, a small calamity, can be such that it totally changes a person. There are many people, mashallah, today performing 5 times salah, following the sunnah to the best of their ability, and mashallah, growing the beard, mashallah, wearing the amama, and all of these things. But something happens in their life, their wife divorces them. And then you see that person is out, goes out of control. he's not in the masjid anymore. He's like in depression. The wife has taken the children, and you see it all the time. Or some other thing happens in their life, and that person, yesterday he was the ideal role model for everybody to follow, and today people are saying, you know, just this person, bichara, he's going through a lot. A change of halat. So that's why we always ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik, Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ila Ta'atik. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do the dua, Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhirahu wa khayra amali khawatimahu wa khayra ayyami yawma al-qakafi. Oh Allah, make the best of my life the last part of my life. Make the best actions in my life the last actions I do, and make the best of day of my life the day in which I meet you. Meaning every day there should be improvement, not with every day there's regression and we're going back. Rather every day I'm going forward and closer to Allah Ta'ala, always fearful. Ya Allah, you've given me all of these ni'mas, all these blessings. Oh Allah, please protect me from all forms of fitan. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إني أسألك العفو. Oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness. والعافية, I ask you for safety and for preservation of everything that I have. والمعافاة الدائمة, constant, you know, protection and safety and preservation of the blessings that you have given me. في الدين, in my deen, in my dunya and in my آخرة. That I can continue without fitnas. I'm not strong enough to deal with fitnas. The fitna comes, Ya Allah, I don't know. You know, is my ship strong enough that when it hits the rock, it won't crumble? I don't know. Or is my ship so weak that as soon as it hits a small rock or something, I'll totally fall apart? Allah knows best. So that's why we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection, and we ask Allah Ta'ala not to test us with things that we cannot bear. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And same time, on one side, we have to be aware that Allah Ta'ala can afflict me with hardship, difficulty. Allah is powerful enough to do that. At the same time, we have the yaqeen that لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Nobody should become hopeless of the mercy of Allah except for the disbelieving people. Muslim believer cannot become hopeless of Allah's rahmah. Allah's rahmah is what lets me breathe. Allah's rahmah is what let my sinful eyes still continue seeing. How many times I've deceived myself and the people with those eyes. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah Ta'ala knows the deceiving eyes. But Allah Ta'ala still lets me see. How many times have I disobeyed Allah with my ears? I'm still not deaf. How many times have I disobeyed Allah with my feet when I've walked towards sin? I can still walk. Allah's rahmah. How many times have I thought in my mind about bad things? I'm still managing to think clearly and mashallah, I'm intelligent and mashallah, I've got aql. Allah's rahmah. Allah Ta'ala could have destroyed me at the first guna, the first sin, or maybe at the 10th sin, or maybe at the 100th sin, or maybe at the 1,000th sin. I've done so many in my life. Allah's rahmah is still continuing to allow me to live and to progress and to move forward and to do whatever I want to do. So why should I lose hope in Allah's rahmah? As long as I am alive, I have hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can still forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can still have mercy upon me. The famous incident mentioned about Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. The Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi was a tyrant. He enjoyed murder, he enjoyed killing. He killed so many people. He killed great tabi'un, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahmatullahi, and many of the great, great scholars and pious people he killed. He, when he was very, very ill, he wrote a letter to Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi alayh, saying, "Oh Hassan," mashallah, this was, subhanallah. He wrote a letter to Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi alayh, that, "Oh Hassan, please do dua for me. Please do dua for me." Hassan Basri rahmatullahi wrote a letter back saying, "I will not make any dua for you, that Allah gives you shifa. How can I ask Allah to give you shifa, whereas you enjoy killing? You've killed so many of the great luminaries and scholars of this ummah." So this is how he responded. Anyway, when Hajjaj bin Yusuf was passing away, he wrote in his wasiyah and will that, "I want Hassan Basri to lead my janazah." The same Hassan Basri who didn't make dua for him, he said, "I want him to lead my janazah." After he passed away, people conveyed the news to Sayyidina Hassan Basri. Sayyidina Hassan Basri came to lead janazah. People were shocked. "Oh Hassan, you didn't make dua for him to, you know, so he can remain alive in the dunya. This is how much this person, this is what you thought of this person. You're coming to lead the janazah." Sayyidina Hassan Basri said, "I thought later and I reflected. And I thought, who am I to compare Allah's mercy against the sins of any of his creation? Allah's mercy can forgive Hajjaj and all of his sins. Who am I to feel that Allah cannot forgive someone like Hajjaj? Is Allah's mercy that little, that less? Allah is wasi'ur rahma, wasi'ul maghfira. Allah forgives anyone and everyone. So even Hajjaj is nothing. He's a small speck in the ocean of Allah's rahmah. So that's why he came, to lead the janazah salah of Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. So the point is, Allah's rahmah is like this. We never ever, Muslims should never lose hope. All this depression happening now, all this suicidal behavior and so many, you know, it's sad, especially in the sisters. So many young girls you see, the cuts and Allah protect. We've seen them, you know, and then they grow up and their cuts never go and their scars never go. All of these things happening, it's just, it's so easy to go into the other side that there's no point of my life. Allah doesn't like me. I'm just useless, nobody likes me, you know, and then go to that. And shaitan enjoys this, because shaitan knows if I can take a person towards depression, it means they've lost hope in Allah's mercy, they've gone to kufr, disbelief, and they die upon disbelief. Allah Ta'ala protect. So it's very important. Doesn't matter what situation I am going through, Allah has a plan for me. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has a plan. I always have to tell the sisters, sisters, they go through so much. Our women folk, you know, they're going through so much difficulty. Our people don't know. And women, naturally, Allah Ta'ala has created them more sensitive. Allah Ta'ala has created them more emotional. And bichara, they put through so much. They go through one divorce, and then the single mother has to raise children, and then so many other things. It's very, very hard. It's very, very difficult. And even to be practicing and all of this, it's very, very hard. So many challenges for the brothers and for the sisters. So we have to remind each other always, Allah is merciful, Allah is loving, Allah is kind, Allah is always watching us, Allah is always with us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's assistance is always very close to the believers. Nasrullahi qareebun minal mu'mineen. Allah's assistance is very, very close to the believers. We shouldn't lose sight of this. Right. وقال تعالى الله تعالى mentions يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. On the day of Qiyamah تبيض وجوه, there will be some faces which will be very white and glowing, and some faces will be dark. The faces that will be glowing with the nur of iman, glowing with the nur of iman, and some faces will be dark with the darkness of kufr and disbelief. But the point here is, we don't know which category we will be in. Nobody knows. Like I mentioned previously, the ulama used to say, Allah Ta'ala has taken, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَبَضَ قَبْضَتَيْنِ. Allah has taken two qabdas, two handfuls. And he said, هَذَا فِي النَّارِ. This group of people are in Jahannam, and this group of people are in Jannah. I don't know which of these groups I'm in. In this dunya, I have no idea. As long as I am alive, I have no idea. So I always need to worship Allah and hope and do dua that, oh Allah, please save me from your adab, save me from your punishment, give me istiqamah, protect me from the fitna and the trial, tribulations. 21st century, subhanAllah, the every single day new fitnas. You can't keep on top of it. You can't keep on top of it. Today you just, okay, you know what, I have an idea of how atheism works, I have an idea of how liberalism, secularism, how, you know, feminism and how all of these things, I have an idea of the LGBTQ. Tomorrow is a new fitna, and then you're back to the drawing board. How do I deal with this fitna? People come and say, okay, Muftisab, you need to talk about atheism, you need to talk about liberalism, you need to talk about feminism. How much liberalism, feminism am I going to talk about? I sit here talking about 2-3 hours of, I don't even understand it to that level. And even if I did, I talk about it for 2-3 hours, one person might understand something, there'll still be lots of shukuk, shubahat, and doubts, and tomorrow there'll be a new fitna for me to discuss. The fitnas are just never ending, and they don't stop. That's what a believer, mashallah usati, is after it was supposed to be the bayan of Gashtna. The believer just goes straight to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Straight to believing in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, hoping in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah's mercy, Allah's love, Allah is with me, Allah is watching me. Like in tasawwuf, they teach during the dhikr, Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. In the dhikr, they make you do this. Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. Allah is hazir with me. Allah is looking at me. Allah is with me. You know, this feeling, my Allah is with me. What do I have to worry about? Nothing scares me. Nothing concerns me. This is the yaqeen, tawakkul, and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have to develop. This is the only defense. There's no other defense. Jitna bi aap baitho, and as much as you explain to people, oh yes, atheism, you have this question, this is the answer. You have this question, this is the answer. When shaitan has infiltrated the mind, there's no satisfying that person. You answer one question, 3 more objections. You answer that objection, another 10 more objections. And it just continues until you feel, I've given up. I've given up. So that's why nobody is sure. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ. On the day of Qiyamah, whose faces will be glowing, whose faces will be dark, we don't know. We just ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us, guide our family members. The Anbiya alayhi salam did it. Anbiya alayhim salam made dua to Allah, O Allah, Rabbana, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. O Allah, grant me a pious children from me. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Oh Allah, grant me my spouse and children who are the coolness of my eyes. Anbiya alayhi salam, they knew that there's no guarantee that my children will be upon iman. Luqman alayhi salam, the advice he gives to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Oh my son, make sure you don't do shirk with Allah. Why is Luqman alayhi salam, who was either a Nabi of Allah, such a great wali of Allah, why is he telling his son don't do shirk? It's lesson number one in Islam, not to do shirk. Allah ke saath shirik mat tehrana. Ye pehla sabak hai, pehli sabak hai. Luqman alayhi salam apne bete ko ye targhib de rahe hain, kyunki iman jo hai kisi ke jo hai, this is not anybody's belonging. Ki ye meri koi zaati is pe ye hai ke mere andar iman hai, isliye mere bachchon ke zindagi mein iman hoga aur mere jo hai nawason ke zindagi mein iman hoga. Kisi koi bhi ye guarantee nahi de sakta. Nobody can give that guarantee. That's why we make lots of dua and we're always fearful, and these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them forward through his rahmah. Inna rabbaka lasari'u al-iqab. Indeed, surely my Lord is lasari'u al-iqab, very quick to send his punishment. Allah is very quick to punish. Wa innahu laghafurur rahim. At the same time, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. Both angles. Ek taraf Allah Ta'ala ka jo azab hai, bahut jald aa sakta hai, aur dusri taraf Allah Ta'ala ki maghfirat, Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat. We have to have that balance. Innal abrara lafi na'im. Indeed, the pious people will be in blessings in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa innal fujara lafi jahim. And the sinners will be in azab and will be in the fire of Jahannam. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. As for those people whose scales of deeds, mizan of hasanat, their scale of deeds, neki ke palre, bari honge, those people whose scale of deeds will be heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. He will be in عِيشَة. عِيشَة is he will be in a life which is رَاضِيَة, in which he will be happy forever and ever. In this dunya, a person has a car, has a house, has mashallah, good job, has a wife, has children. You ask them, are you happy? He says, I'm just stressed. I'm just depressed. It's just so hard. From the outset, everybody will say, you know, that this person has a nice house, is going holiday every year, is doing this, is doing that. But the person says, I'm not happy. Allah Ta'ala says, someone who does good deeds in the dunya and their scale of deeds is heavy, they will be in عِيشَةٌ رَاضِيَةٌ. They will be in a life in which they will be happy forever and ever. No discontentment, no sadness, no grief, no anger, no why did he say this and why did she say this. Happiness forever and ever. In their heart there will be no ghil. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. There will be no ghil, there will be no hatred, no malice towards anybody else. Just happiness, the highest form of happiness you can possibly have in Jannatul Firdaus. And subhanAllah, how easy is it to fill our mizan of amal, our scale of deeds with good deeds? How easy is it? One hadith, I read it and it amazes me. The hadith in At-Tuhuru Shatrul Iman, long hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-Tuhuru Shatrul Iman, cleanliness is half of faith. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Two words. It fills the mizan of deeds. Mizan of deeds, nekiyon ka jo palra hai, asman zameen ke barabar iska miqdar hai. How big is the scale of good deeds? But just saying alhamdulillah fills the whole scale. And then wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'ani aw yamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. Subhanallah and alhamdulillah, they fill the entire distance between the heavens and the earth with good deeds. Allah's rahmah, Allah's rahmah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And all of this is filled with good a'mal. So how can our good deeds not be heavy? We just have to keep ourselves busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walking, talking, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah bihamdihi. Sayyidina Juwayriya radiyallahu anha, she's sitting after Fajr Salah and she's doing dhikr and tasbih and dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes for Fajr Salah, he returns. And he says, oh Juwayriya, this whole time you've been sat here doing dhikr. She says, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I made one dhikr three times. And I received more reward than all of the dhikr that you have done. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. I said this three times. And Allah Ta'ala gave me more reward than everything else that you said here. Allah is Ghafoor and Rahman and Rahim. And we need to ask Him the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Him. Because Rasulullah recognized Him better than anybody else had recognized. Rasulullah had the most ma'rifat. He had the most ma'rifat of Allah. So if He said, this is the best thing for us, then this is the best thing for us. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. As for those people whose scale of deeds are light, they have less good deeds, then فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, their place will be هَاوِيَةٌ. هَاوِيَةٌ is the fire of Jahannam. فَأُمُّهُ, their mother will be هَاوِيَةٌ. The ulama say, their mother will be هَاوِيَةٌ, their mother will be Jahannam. How can their mother be Jahannam? Because the way a child runs to the mother is the place that the child runs to, feels comfort. This is the way the people of Jahannam will go towards Jahannam. They will not be able to stop themselves. They will be drawn towards the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect. Even if they want to escape, they can't escape. Like a magnetic pull towards the fire of Jahannam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protect us all from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq ability to practice upon these few things, inshallah. Tarib de dena tashkil kar lena. MashaAllah, abhi hamari jamaat bhi inshallah agla hafta. Ji, next week inshallah, I'll leave it to our brother inshallah to give the tashkil inshallah.